the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more SFU news, independent music, along with an interview about the SFU Red Leafs hockey. First, with SFU research that was published today. Faculty of Health Science researchers and FAM, Julia Smith, Professor Kiefer Card, and PhD assistant prof Kaylee Bayers, along with Esther Kaur, investigated links between health-related quality of life in BC patients with long COVID and social determinants of health, according to the SFU Health Sciences Twitter page, which was published in Scientific Reports today. First music in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Georgia Sea Island Singers, led by Bessie Jones. Just a minute, please. Georgia Sea Island Singers. Just a minute. I'll be back with a PSA.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Welcome back. I'm trying to find the fifth song that I like to play. Oh, it's on Various. That's why I could not find it right away. Yeah. Now I found the song. Georgia Sea Island Singers, led by Bessie Jones. The tune is Before This Time, Another Year.
I don't know just how long it will be, and we're going to try to be long again. All right. Before this time, another year.
I may be gone, and some lonesome day. Oh, Lord, how long?
Before this time, another year.
I may be gone, and some lonesome day. Oh, Lord, how long?
Not shown in the world.
Yeah. I may be gone, and some lonesome grave.
so much, and God bless you. You know what's going to happen for this time over here? We're going to give you a good time.
That was Before This Time Another Year from Georgia Sea Island Singers, led by Bessie Jones. Now I'd like to play my interview on the SFU Red Leafs hockey from yesterday. Now recording. Hello, it's Steve Chong. Today is December 5th, 2024, and on the line is...
Mark Coletta.
Mark Coletta is the head coach for the SFU Independent Red Leafs hockey team, his second season as an independent team, after leading the Red Leafs to 4 BCIHL crowns, with the last two in 2022 and 2023, right after which he embarked on the current independent journey. Mark, thanks for the interview today.
Thank you.
First of all, how was facing the Uvic Vikes, which still play in the BCIHL as a non-conference team last Friday?
They're very good, to be honest. They've done a good job of recruiting and building their program. Obviously, that's good for the league, and the league is definitely full of some quality players, and that's a good thing. That's what we set out to do, you know, 15 years ago, is to make a provincial collegiate hockey league, since there was only one team in the league, a collegiate team at the time in UBC, and now there's two at the U-Sport level, and you know, we've got five or six teams in the BCIHL, and obviously us doing our own thing. So UVic is really good. My hat's off to them.
Explain how the game went, where SFU spanked UVic 5-1 and outshot the visitors 45-15 on SFU Alumni Night at Bill Copeland.
Well, I thought it was a good game by our guys. We got some guys in the lineup that usually don't get in, and we were able to get them in, and we played everybody and got to see some guys, and it was good. Our guys play fast, got a lot of shots on net, and it would have been it's always good to see that those guys play well and play hard.
Elaborate on the progression of the SFU Independent Hockey Program, which is in its second season, where this year's American Journey started on regional Long Island, New York.
Yeah, that was a good trip. I mean, obviously you want to have good results, and I thought we played really well, carried the lead for a bit and battled hard, but it's just getting used to playing at that level and that pace all the time. Their NCAA Division I programs are built for a different style of competition than BCHL or BCIHL or the U-Sports. So, you really got to find your stride early in the season and make sure your guys are up to speed.
Personally, I feel Norfolk Health Ice Center, where the SFU Red Leafs practice on October 4th and play the Long Island Sharks the next day, is a beautiful facility, but I'm not sure about the Islanders playing at Belmont Park, but that's just my personal opinion.
Right.
After being on the road in October, the SFU Independent Red Leafs swept Maryville from ACHA to kick off November at Burnaby-Spill Copeland. How big was the sweep for the program?
It was good. Maryville's trying to elevate their program and their top-end school in the ACHA, and so when you can play contemporaries and teams that are time to try to do what you're doing and do well, that's always a bonus, and it was good to get on the winning track.
Which players have emerged as stars for the SFU Independent Red Leafs?
I think we've got a lot of guys that stepped up. We lost a lot of veteran and guys who've been with the program last year, a lot of leaders and guys who were with us for two, three years and really laid the foundation for the SFU program. We have some returning guys that have done really well, but I think Caleb Hoffman, the defenseman we got out of Alaska, has done really well. Jimmy Darby's wearing the C now, and he's really taken on an ownership role. Early in the season, Max Poffin and Walker Erickson with Ceccarelli were really playing well. And now I think Austin Fraser's really coming to his own, as well as Zach Maxwell.
Also in early November, NCAA Division I teams voted to allow Canadian Hockey League players, those who play in the WHL, OHL, and QMJHL,
if they were not paid beyond actual and necessary expenses, effective August 1st, 2025. How will the NCAA rule change impact the SFU independent team's ability to recruit?
Yeah, another good question, Steve. Bottom line is we've never really had to worry about that rule because we could get technically NCAA guys, WHL guys or major junior guys into our program. Because we technically aren't a Division I program as of right now. So from our point of view, nothing really changes. We're gonna recruit the best hockey players, the best people, the best students, and make sure we give them an opportunity to excel in the classroom and on the ice. But I think it's a good thing overall for NCAA hockey. Major junior might get a little younger, so kids at a younger age might make the decision to go there, knowing that they can still go to college now. And, you know, there might be a couple of kids at 19 that decide they don't want to go back for their 20-year-old year and go to school earlier. So I think it'll be beneficial for both sides, parents, kids, agents, advisors, all those good things.
Three more questions. Now shifting to player movements between the BCIHO and independent teams. I noticed that Andrew Henderson, who played for the independent team last season, started against VIU for the BCIHO Red Leafs on November 23rd.
Maybe it's a player with the same name, but no, Andrew Henderson, our former goalie, does not play for he's graduated and moved on to the real world.
Okay. So how do player movements work between two SFU hockey teams?
There's really no movements. You know, okay. We have two separate rosters and they play in their own league and you know, if it does come in the off season where there's a kid that, you know, decides he wants to try and jump up, or we have a kid that might want to go down and play in the BCIHL because it's just for whatever reason, then we'll evaluate that either at the semester break or obviously at the end of the year, but nothing when it comes to player movement.
Okay, thanks for clarifying, because that's what it was written on the BCIHO website for the SFU VIU game. Okay.
We'll have to look at that.
I understand that the SFU Independent Red Leafs will play two more games after Christmas this month, followed by four more in the new year, all in U.S. What are the chances of the SFU Independent Red Leafs getting another home game before this hockey season ends?
Yeah, really tough. Schedules are always made a year out, a year in advance, so tough to find somebody to come out and play us. So, you know, there's always hope, but we're not too concerned about that right now.
Finally, I understand that the SFU Independent Red Leafs want to become an NCAA Division I team. Tell me about the progress so far.
Well, that's always been an endeavor with alumni and people always floating that idea around, whether it's the hockey community or what have you. But, you know, our goal maintains to create the best environment for student athletes to come and play hockey and provide them with the best competition. And if the best competition is in the NCAA at the Division I level, then that's what we're going to push for and try to find people to support it. Obviously, financially, it's a big burden. And so those are the people we got to find. And, you know, other than that, I can only speak for myself and the alumni that we work with. We're going to continue to push in a professional manner and try to get this thing to the next level as best we can. And ultimately, that's a decision higher up the pay grade than me. And all we can do is give the information, supporting documents, and try to get guys on board to help support it.
Thank you for the interview this morning. This conversation will be online sometime this afternoon, and have a good day.
All right, Steve. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was my interview with the SFU Independent Red Leafs hockey team's head coach, Mark Coletta, from yesterday. Regarding the SFU BCIHO Red Leafs at VIU Mariners on November 23rd, 2024. The original box score on the BCIHO website mentioned Andrew Henderson as the SFU starter, but it has since been corrected to John Aiden. Now to the sixth act, Marcus Howell's chosen path. The tune is Trials by Fire. Thank you. thank you for listening to episode 47 of the Steve Chong Show. In 2024, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. Coming up at 4, it's Voice of the North. Now to the last tune before 4, it's Avril Jensen's Is Any of This Real? The tune is Supernova.
Don't need no discussions. I don't wanna talk. Why do you answer questions? What should we talk about? Need to blur my image to fit in the crowd. Give me off your vision. Teach me how to cry. Feel the supernova. I want my iron to be colder. I want my skin to be tougher. And my eyes to see the future. Don't want no more insomnia. I wanna fix the failure that I am. Can't stop hearing that call that's ringing in my head. I start feeling so small when they all scream my name. Scream, scream, scream. This pretending, creator, maybe you're disappointed. Why do I keep having those feelings? I wanna feel a supernova. I want my iron to be colder. I want my skin to be tougher. And my eyes to see the future. Don't want no more insomnia. I wanna fix the failure that I am for the better. And my heart to be darker. I wanna feel.
And if you're listening to something fabulous, well, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University Radio, streaming on the internet at cjsf.ca.
This is broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain.